Hi.
Woo! Hello, friends. How are we doing today?
Hey.
How are we?
Busy.
We are. Know.
Just got a spray tan.
How often do you get those?
Well, I try to go once a week, but it's I probably skipped a week, so I just feel sticky.
Oh, really? Well, you look
and
great.
Gross.
I know. You're.
Ugh.
Excuse me.
But it's fine. Like, in like an hour, I won't feel sticky, and it'll be fine. And the tan will develop. And,
it's going to be beautiful.
Now you guys know how it works. We talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
So, how are you doing?
I go into the sun, and I get tan very easily. Yes.
You do.
I'm doing good. I am grateful. I keep telling myself that. And we just, it's just so busy, you know, just one thing after another after another.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of like, you know.
Yep, just getting back into the week after you were off, and I know the feeling.
Yes,
so
it's kind of like, well, all the laundry's done, which is nice. And so we're trucking along, and it's crazy because I do this other show, Houston Live and Local, and I was talking with this founder of these clinics there's 7 clinics across the Houston area, and they're for mental health and prevention. And it starts with the children and the mother's womb and all of that. And they were talking about just how it's this staggering number. 13% of high school seniors that are women or girls are suicidal.
Okay, that's horrible. That's really
that
bad.
I know this is not like on brand with what we're trying
to
talk
about.
Yeah,
no, it's
bad. But it's bad. And I just wish that more people were, and one of the big things that they said that people need to lean on is faith. And so
totally.
I think that exposing the kids to faith, I mean, this is my personal belief, can help.
Yeah, and I think it's hard too because we live in social media and reality TV kind of time. It's like I'm in my wedding planning era, and I'm constantly seeing these elaborate, insane weddings and parties and whatnot, and then you're constantly trying to live up to that, which is absurd. And then if you're in high school, you're constantly seeing people doing this, getting awards, winning sporting games, getting all this stuff, scholarships. Mm-hmm. Maybe they come from families that are doing all this fancy stuff, and then that just really harms your self-worth and your self-conscious mind.
It also warps your perception.
Exactly.
Of what you're
Why are we trying
seeing?
To? Yeah. You don't have to be like an all. What is it called? Like all team or all state
all
athlete,
running
all America, whatever it's called. Like if you're just on the team, you know that's good enough.
Yes.
But it's just, you know, you always compare yourself to all these things and this stuff and this crazy, crazy type of lifestyle that you see on social media. And I think anybody can apply that no matter what age you are or what social media app you're on.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And the thing is like I'll just be honest, like I posted this picture of, I was very hesitant to do so, but I posted this picture of me in a bikini on Instagram. And I got
You're very conservative, beautiful bathing suit that was family appropriate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was so hesitant to do it. I did it and I got all this positive feedback and it's awesome and it's great. But I also like was at this angle where like, you know, like it was good. It wasn't
you looked
sitting
amazing.
Down.
Yeah.
Right. Or like after like 2 drinks or whatever, when your face feels bloated, like this was 10 a.m. We took the picture.
Yeah,
before.
You look great.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And I'm just teasing about your bathing suit.
No,
you were stressed about that.
But my point is that there's so many other factors that go into it. But if you were to just see my picture, like you'd probably be like, oh, my God, this is so. But
also, too, though, okay, on the flip side of that, because you do look so awesome.
Thank you.
And you look amazing. But I wasn't surprised because I know the hard work that you put in your day-to-day life. I know that you prioritize eating healthy and high protein. I know that you prioritize your workouts. I know that you are, like, trying to live this healthy lifestyle. Like, nobody else sees that unless you're, like, in your day-to-day life.
Right.
And so that picture, to me, was, like, look at her. She works out every day. She's on her grind. She's eating healthy. And now she's at the beach with her kids and looks amazing jumping into that water.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
It makes me feel so good.
So while some
people
might just be like, ugh, there she is just looking so good.
Yeah.
I see it as
there's a lot
you
of hard
put
work.
In a lot of hard work. Plus all the exterior stuff, the hair, the, I mean, the hair was like wet and beachy,
right,
which
right,
is,
right.
But on a day-to-day basis, the hair, like we go to the med spa for facial treatments to make sure our skin is okay. And like,
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole list. So I know the hard work that goes into that.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Girlfriend.
So I think that you and other people should think of it more like that.
It's true. It's true. And you posted something, which I didn't know how to like or whatever. Maybe
on my story.
Yes. Or I think I was in between a story on air.
Wasn't that good, though? Do you want me to read it?
Yes, please read it.
I'll read it to start it out. And I actually have something for you because I had a guest on this week that talked about positivity.
Oh, okay.
And I have a little positivity thing for you. So I have to give that to you after the show.
Okay,
but I think it's so on brand for us because this is what we try to flood ourselves with every single day.
Oh, my gosh.
Before coming into the news. So what Jay Shetty posted, and we love Jay Shetty. We listen to his podcast and we follow him on social media. I recommend following at least on social media because he spits out positivity.
Yes.
He said, someone just said, maybe you don't notice your progress because you're always raising your bar. And that right there healed me a little.
Yes.
That's so true.
That is so true. And sometimes you need a family member or a friend. Like I will say, you know, I have to remind Caroline, you know, there's so much that Caroline has to do to get ready for her wedding. But the bar keeps getting higher and higher for you.
Yeah.
Like you've already, like, you know, last month you already had your wedding dress and your venue and, you know, your bridesmaids chosen, all of that.
Yeah.
But then your bar is so much higher. So you're like, wait, I didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
And then it's the trivial stuff. Mm-hmm. When you start talking to your wedding planner and you start talking about budget for decorating and they start asking you about, do you want to upgrade silverware, napkins, chart?
And you're like, wait, what?
Are you freaking serious?
Like the chairs? What do you
mean? And so then it gets in your mind where I was big on the chairs, but are you freaking kidding? The silver, like,
I know.
Basically, that would mean getting a more elaborate silverware than what my venue has to offer.
Come.
Do you people hear this? Do you know what I mean? And then you sit there and you start thinking, oh my God. Well, if I'm doing this wedding and it's gonna be black tie, do I need to spend the whatever amount of money to upgrade silverware?
Right.
You know, like at what point do you just let it go and just realize, like, and accept that if I have music and a cake and food,
and
the rest shouldn't matter.
Yes.
I'm not even gonna include flowers in that because really it's the people, it's the entertainment, the food, and everyone having fun. Like, the rest doesn't matter, but it's so hard to let go of.
Oh, my gosh.
You're sitting there stressing over, what if my flowers aren't dramatic enough? What if, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
it's hard. But again, that's just you verbally raising the bar.
No, this is all stupid stuff, too. I mean, it feels really important when you're in it, but, like, think about what you're stressing about here.
Yes.
Silverware.
I know. But you have to remind yourself, you're in the, like, give yourself grace because you're kind of like, obviously, you're going to get married once, and you want to make it the best you can.
Yeah.
Your whole family's going to get together, so.
And that's what Connor had to remind me of the other night, because I'm spiraling, and he's like, don't you ever just think about the day? For one day in our life, probably the only day ever, every single family member and person that we care the most about is going to be in one room celebrating us together. That's the only time, and right?
Yes, yes. And I remember, so as a Indian bride, you usually don't look at people because you're just kind of like, you're down. So you don't look at people. Mm-hmm. It's like a thing. And so I'm on top of the stage getting married, and it's like this whole ceremony. It took like 45 minutes. And I so badly just wanted to look at everybody because
you can't look at everyone?
No, it's like you're kind of like bowing down, I guess. And
for
you just 45
minutes? Were you uncomfortable?
Yeah, I mean, some people just have their whole, like, veil thing the whole time. Like, it's a whole thing, yeah. And so I just, like, even when I was walking down the altar, like, I had my head down, and my mom and sister were bringing me in. And anyway, but I just had to look up and just see everybody in the audience, like, and I was just scanning. And then I would go back down, and then I would just, because it's so true. This is the only time you're going to see everybody all together. Like, you know, a rare occasion.
It's
like
a rare occasion. And also when you think about your different sides of your family, I mean, we don't all live in the same location. We live all over the country.
Yes.
We have like the Collins family largely in Florida, then Shiestas are in California, and then my mom's family's literally all over the country.
Yep.
So this is really the only time this is ever gonna happen. So it should be so fun. We should be looking so forward to it.
Yes.
And just let everything fall into place with the budget that you have to work with. Who cares?
And just remember that they're all there celebrating you and Connor and your love for each other. And that's like, that's all that matters.
Just, you know, as long as the guests are fed, okay?
Yes.
And we have good, because entertainment's important, I think, to anyone getting married.
Be fine.
Everything's fine.
Yes. Everything is going to be just fine. All right, well, coming back after this break, we are going to talk about Kylie Jenner. Remember we talked about her boobs? Okay, well, there's a doctor in Miami that's like, okay, that's not the only thing she's gotten done when we're talking about, you don't want to just like look at a picture and think, oh, this is what, so we'll dive into that coming
up. Hey.
Okay. Just you said hey and I said okay.
I know. We were just sitting here talking about how these celebrities have, you know, all the glam teens and the spa treatments on speed dial. So
they have all the things. So we talked about Kylie Jenner. It was, I think, last week or something where she basically replied to somebody on TikTok with what her boob job entailed. It was like whatever, however many CCs, blah, 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 what it's called. And so there's a doctor in Miami called Dr. Miami Saltire, who's known as Dr. Miami. And he says that he appreciates the business that comes his way after celebs like Kylie Jenner opened up about their details of their cosmetic surgeries. But he calls out some of it not being 100% truthful.
Yeah.
So as you know, Kylie responded to those comments on a recent TikTok post asking her to specify the nitty-gritty details of her most recent boob job. So this is an article in TMZ today. And the doc points out that Kylie looks fantastic, but we clearly saw that she had no breasts when she was younger and then suddenly had them at 19. So Dr. Miami says that it's most definitely not puberty and she wasn't fooling anybody. He also says that she's had a Brazilian butt lift done. Mm-hmm. He didn't work on her. He's just looking at it. And I know you had a plastic surgeon on earlier who can also tell sort of what cosmetic surgeries they might or might not have had. And I think that this is so important to highlight because one of the other things Dr. Miami said in this article is, so you think you have the recipe because Kylie put out this is what she got done. That doesn't necessarily mean that's going to look good on you.
Yeah, and that's what Dr. Bartlett was even saying. She was like, me particularly, I'm a lot taller than Kylie. Mm-hmm. My weight is not the same. My measurements are not the same on my shoulders, so I can't. If I was going in there and asking for that, that's not really how that works.
Right.
You have to, I mean, you can get like an idea, but you really have to go with what would work for you.
Yes. And a lot of doctors, which personally, and I know you feel the same way, are more conservative when it comes to the amount that they're going to do or not do because of safety reasons or even looking into how you age. I mean, we're all trying to age backwards, but you can't really help Mother Nature sometimes. If you're going to, like for instance, one thing that I had read is if they take out too much in your inner thighs, which that's one of the like very common popular liposuction areas, you'll have balance issues when you're older because that's how we as humans balance.
You can have skin sagging and all this stuff that can come with it.
Right.
But also we're talking about Kylie, but her sister Kendall, she's the model. She's natural. She has had so much done. She just goes for a different look.
Right.
A more subtle look that a lot of women go for. I mean, she has had a lot done. You can talk to plastic surgeons.
Yes.
She's had the brow lift. She's had the lips.
They look so different. And, you know, it's fine. You do whatever you want with your body. But what happens is younger kids, and that's who I'm concerned about, see this. And they think that is what they need to strive
for. I think, and even Dr. Bartlett, when she was on, she stressed, she's like, the number one thing is you do need to take care of your body from within.
Right.
She's like, I can only do so much on the outside. Like, I can give somebody a facelift, but that person is going to have a lot more success with their results if they're doing facials regularly, if they're using the right face wash, the right face creams, and keeping up with preventative Botox and whatever may have you, they're going to have a better look. Like, there's no surgery that can just completely fix everything. It's important to still take care of your body from the inside.
Yes, which is why I think it's so important to be...
Well, with that, I should have said drinking the water,
right,
and eating healthy and working out.
It's a whole thing.
That too.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, And I think that what's important is when you find those people that are real, that are honest on camera and off camera, or on social media and off social media, it's so rare to find it because you're not seeing 100% honesty.
Yeah. And I mean, it was cool to have her on.
No, that's great. Yeah.
She really said, she's like, a lot of my clients, she has a practice out in Katy, they're not coming to me wanting to look like a Kardashian. They want to look like, and gave some other just more normal examples. She's like, they're moms. Like, they just want to feel better, whether that be like a breast lift
or
you know, whatever, but they're not trying to be like a Kardashian, you know what I mean? So she was, I like that perspective too, because there's this connotation where this type of surgery is basically to transform you into looking like Kylie. But really, it could be for a lot of reasons. You know, some people have like back pain, and
yes,
so they have kids, and so they get like a breast reduction or whatever, and it looks natural and good. They're not like, turn me into Kylie.
And that's so true. One of my good friends, she, after having all three of her kids, she breastfed and her boobs were not where she wanted them to be, and so she got a breast lift. Now, she's not looking like a Playboy, you know, with a bikini kind of you know thing, but that's all she wanted, to feel better about herself. I mean, she's beautiful with or without that, but it just is like she felt some kind of way. And I think that happens a lot with women, especially after having kids, because you can't control what your body does during pregnancy and after, like when you go back to whatever it is.
Well, I always like that you said that you tried to work out the whole time and eat healthy. And I think that all that stuff does help.
It does, tremendously.
And then the extra step then would be, you know, and that's motivating too, because I'm like, okay, you know, if I can keep myself like strong and have muscle and keep myself in shape for as long as possible, then hopefully I wouldn't feel like...
I surrounded myself people who were also moms are going through pregnancies and stuff that kind of had the same mindset I did.
Yeah.
Or even better.
I would have that mindset too, I feel. Yeah.
Or even better. Like, it was like, wow, you've had four kids and you're about to run a marathon. Like, that's who I, you know, you are, I believe, the average of the people you
see. Some people take it as like 9 months of eat whatever you want and do
nothing. No. That's not even true. Like, that's not even, an extra 350 calories, which is a bagel and cream cheese. Like, let's not overdo it.
It's like you're feeding the thing that's like the size of a, it's like that big. So,
and you know what happened is that my mom's not watching, so just between us friends. My mom, when I was pregnant, she's like, just remember, this is not a disease or an ailment, so don't act like it. And I was like, first of all, like, I got offended by it because I'm like, why would you, have I been that way before? Like, why would you even say that? I think she was saying that like because of other people she's seen during their pregnancy, like, they'll be like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. And they're like, they don't really actually have physical issues. They just like being lazy.
Yeah.
Right? And so she's like, it's not, you know, when moms are sometimes being very, it's like, this is not an ailment. This is not a, and I'm like, first of all, why are you prefacing me about this journey I'm about to take? Because I've never made you feel that I would be lazy about something.
Oh, interesting.
I've never talked to her about it.
My mom had to get taken off of working out during one of her pregnancies.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too,
And that was tough on her because she was used to working out every day and then had to be on, she was, almost had to be on bed rest, but she was able to still work.
Okay, good.
And that just did not mentally sit well with someone that worked out every single day. So I know that that was tough and can be tough, you know? And
was that you? Look at me, I'm like, was it you?
I don't know. It was probably my sister. She doesn't like to work out as much as me. So. Just kidding. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I think it was me.
Oh, really?
I think it was. Yeah. I think so. So she ended up gaining 65 pounds.
Wow.
But when we say that, like, that's just not, in my opinion, accurate. I'm like, okay, your body retained like liquid and stuff that made you go up 65 pounds. Like, I don't think you really gained 65 pounds.
I gained like 25 or 30 pounds.
Yeah, she got 65 with one, I think, with me, but then lost it really quick. And then she gained like 40 with my sister, but like could not get the last bit.
Yeah.
But then, you know, she did.
It's crazy. It's
wild.
Anyway,
that is wild. I cannot imagine. But I think it's like liquid and swelling.
It's gaining 65 pounds. It's just like your organs doing different things. Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll be right back. Well, the younger generation's making people mad with their bizarre bar habits. So if you go to a bar and you order a drink, do you just like leave the tab open or do you close it?
I mean, it depends, you know.
So I'm usually always closing it. But here's the thing. So a lot of people, I guess they're supposed to just leave the tab open. Gen Zer is not doing that. They're swiping their card after each drink. Mm. It could be because they drink less or because they want to be money cautious. Bartenders don't like this trend. The bar is charged a fee for each credit card swipe, making them lose more money. Oh. Some millennials are calling it psycho behavior. I do it because I don't think I'm going to have another drink, but if I'm with friends, I'll leave it open.
Yeah, it just like depends on the vibe.
Right.
Sometimes we strictly go in for one drink, but sometimes it's like if you're waiting for friends or whatever, you're kind of watching a game, then I would leave it open.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Or just like put it on my tab.
Or if you know you're going to go to your dinner table soon, then you would close it. That's interesting to me.
It really is. But I think that there are more people that are drinking less. Right? Because there's so much with non-alcoholic drinks. They're becoming more popular. Mm-hmm. Or those probiotic drinks, all those things.
I drink a lot less now. So I'm like, why am I not skinnier?
You look great.
Like, you know, I used to drink and like have cocktails and I was like,
yes.
Oh, the bar.
Well, you're also an adult, like way adult now, where you need to go to bed on time, hopefully.
I know. So now I don't drink I don't even drink half as much. I average maybe a cocktail a weekend now for the most part.
That's good still.
Two maybe a weekend. And I'm like, well, why am I not like so skinny yet? Do you know they say like the cocktails and alcohol are so bad for you?
Yes.
It's 10 calories. I'm like, well.
Well. All right. Well, we really appreciate you watching us here. Caroline and Rashi, I appreciate you. I just said that. It's been a long day. Thank you for watching.
Bye.
Love you.